News Talk 1620 WTAW. Again, our election night coverage presented by Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. On the phone is Mike Sutherland, who spent time on the Bryan City Council. And Mike, you're getting back on again.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And I want to thank all the people that worked directly with me. And I want to thank all the citizens that vote and turned out to make their case known about what they want to do in Bryan.
Tell me about what you learned in this campaign that maybe is different from your previous campaigns.
Well, it's just this time I believe that I got out in front of the message. I waited too long last time to say what I was about and the things that I'd done. And this time I started off with that and put that out on the table, and I had a great support. People were walking the streets, talking to neighbors, talking to their friends, and that's really what did it for me, is that the people, face-to-face contact.
Anything new that you learned this time around?
New about the election?
Or about your campaign, or about what people want out of the city of Bryan?
Well, no, I've thought I've known that all along. I just think it's the last election with the mayor got confused. He wasn't clear. But I said the same things I said this time, last time, and it won this time because I think people are more sensitive to what we need to do and that we're not really meeting our full potential. And I think Al and Raphael, that own the council, have made that clear that there's more to be done that's being neglected. And I think that's what's going to make the difference for us in the future.
You've followed what has happened since Councilman Sines and Pena got on board. And with your philosophy matching more alongside Mr. Sines and Mr. Pena, are we going to see a lot of 4-3 votes for a while?
I'm thinking so, because I agree with what they're doing. As a matter of fact, I've helped them write agenda items, and so I agree, and I understand what they're trying to do. And the reason I ran again is because they're doing what I tried to do when I was on before and didn't have enough help to do it. And the things that they're doing, I believe, is going to make a difference for Bryan in terms of bringing everybody up to a standard that will make us competitive across the state with College Station and anybody else.
Anything else that we need to share with listeners this evening?
Well, I think the other part of this election was those charter amendments. I wrote all three of those charter amendments, and those passed, you know, over 70%, I believe, the last numbers I saw. So that's another statement about people want things above board clear, and they want to be able to understand what's going on. And that's what those were about, and that's what I'm about.
One observation I had during the campaign season, quote-unquote, is that I saw you, as well as Mr. Pena and Mr. Sines, at functions. I don't know whether you all were representing the city of Bryan or not, but particularly Mr. Pena and Mr. Sines were wearing clips that were supporting your campaign.
Uh-huh.
Is that something that goes against at least one of the charter amendments that passed? Regarding,
well, as long as they weren't talking about their office, you know, that charter amendment is about you using your office to get somebody elected. So, and I don't think they did it. I think they were talking about themselves individually. They could have been, but the mayor was out there in his regalia all day long campaigning for Kyle. So, but that's going to stop though. This is charter amendments. We'll have to figure out how those goes into effect, but that's going to stop.
How long is that going to take, that process of interpreting how those are going to be implemented?
Usually it's just a couple of months. You got to get it approved by the state, and it will come back, and then the city's got to sit down. The council's got to sit down and figure out how they want to implement them. The last time it didn't take very long.
The other thing, and going back with the philosophical with the philosophy that you have with Mr. Sines and Mr. Pena, where there seems to have not been a meeting that hasn't passed by where the subject of additional money for capital improvement projects come up. Is there going to be a time where that may take a back seat to take care of other business with the city or other things that deal with the city as a whole, as opposed to always concentrating on districts 1 and 2?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do at one time. However, in my view, it's critical when part of your town is not up to standards with the rest of the part of town. That hurts the whole town. You have to have everything at some sort of good standard. And that's what has not happened. And that's why we're falling way behind in College Station. We're adverse selected. For instance, if you look at the data for new houses permitted in College Station and Bryan, we do about 159 so far through August. They've done like 509. They get 70% of the new growth across the board, whether it be new homes or whether it be commercial. They're way, way ahead of us. And the things that they've done, we need to do over here in terms of clearing up some of the areas that don't look good and they're not serviced properly. They've done that over in College Station. And their parks is the second thing. They've built their parks. They made them very attractive, and that attracts people to their town.
And can you do that without adding to the property tax burden?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of there's plenty of money in the system. You give $10 million to a hotel that we don't need to do that, $5 million to Walmart. There's a total of $91 million projected to be at the end of the year in the fund. And that needs to be looked at to figure out where it can be spent, because it doesn't make you any money while it's in the bank. Literally, it doesn't make you any money. But it does make you money when you spend it on concrete, because concrete goes up every year. So you save money on that kind of thing, those construction projects, by doing it now. And there's lots of money in the system.
But the city manager pointed out when that subject was raised last week that about two-thirds of that has to be set aside for operating reserves.
That's not true. That's not correct. And those policies are established by the council. And nobody has done any kind of economic evaluation to determine what that number should be. But that's not correct.
Let me finish up with one other thing. It doesn't have to do with the election, because I know you're actively involved with the downtown Bryan Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to get another plug out there about the dedication on Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday the 9th at 2:30. And we've got that thing done, and we've got it paid for thanks to the people of the town. It's been a wonderful project, and it's going to be a tribute to those people that died in Vietnam. And it's not a monument. It's going to have their names on it, so the families can come some to that place and they can look at those names and relate to them, as opposed to just some kind of like the helicopter out in the Veterans Park and College Station. I was a helicopter pilot, but a kid can't relate to that. But they can relate to their relative's name on the wall like that.
All right. And again, that's 2 o'clock downtown. And
yeah, 2:30 downtown. Yeah, in front of the library, in the downtown library.
All right. Very good. And we will have more opportunities to visit once you rejoin the council.
Okay. Anytime.
Very good. Right. Appreciate the visit this evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Right. Again, Mike Sutherland rejoining the Bryan City Council.